T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
James Rapine, our Indians beat reporter. He joins us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. And, of course, this Indians report, as always, brought to you by WOW Internet TV and phone. James, let me start with this. Tito had us cracking up in here and had you guys cracking up yesterday talking about that Atlantic League and the idea of technology, basically robots calling games, balls and strikes. Dustin says he thinks it's a great idea. I say it's a ridiculous idea. What do you think?
Yeah, it's, by the way, I could be an alien. As far as robots and balls and strikes, it's just, it's a really fine line, because when does it end? If you just use it for balls and strikes, then do you use it for other aspects of the game? And, like, when does it stop? So I get why they're experimenting with it. I understand it, and I think that's what the Atlantic League is perfect for. You should experiment with that and all of the other rules that they're experimenting with, like stealing first base, which just sounds wild in and of itself. Try those things. But I will say this. I think of all of the new rules that the Atlantic League is trying and experimenting with, that at one point or another, we are going to have robotic umpires. I think for balls and strikes, it happens at some point in our lifetime. Will it be in the next season?
I hope I'm dead and gone.
You might be, but I think it does happen at some point. It's just a matter of when, and it could be a long time from now, but I think at some point it does happen.
All right, James, let's talk about this series tonight. Let's get to brass tacks right now, James. We've got the Minnesota Twins in town. The Cleveland Indians are red hot. The hell's so funny over there, Chico?
You wanted to get to it.
I'm trying to get to it here, man. We got to talk to Rainey's beat reporter and break this thing down. What do you make of this series? Biggest series in the last 5 years? What do you think?
Biggest series in the last 5 years? No. Biggest series of the season? Sure. I would say at this stage, if they can win 2 of 3, or crazy enough, and I don't think they're going to sweep, it's going to be hard to sweep the Twins. But if they swept the Twins, then it gives them so much momentum going into the second half of the year, that I think that it's going to be hard to not overtake the Twins at that stage. And I know they have a lot of matchups with them. The schedule gets harder in August, all of those things. But if they can kind of remind the Twins who's been the dominant team in this division over the past couple of years and get within 2.5 games, if they sweat them, I think that will go a long way. That being said, what's most realistic is it's 2 out of 3, either the Indians' way or the Twins' favor. So I think a lot will still be up in the air after this series, but it's certainly a big one, especially when you're talking about the second half of the season and picking up where they left off, winners of 6 straight going into the break.
James, you were at that workout yesterday, and, you know, after the workout, media met with some players and, of course, Terry Francona. We've been hearing clips, but just give us the general vibe, the general mood. I mean, obviously, I think they know what they've got to do, but I got the sense from hearing the interviews that it sounds like a pretty relaxed group.
Yeah, I think they're refreshed. I think the break gave them a couple days to just kind of collect themselves and gather themselves after what had been a really successful 5 weeks. But at the same time, that was probably an exhausting stretch where they're really playing at a high level. And so, yeah, getting a break there, even though it kind of breaks up their momentum a bit, I think it was good. For a variety of reasons, especially when you got young players. Oscar Mercado, I talked to him today, and he was starting to hit kind of a lull there right before the break. So I think him coming back refreshed and ready to go for the next couple of months, I think that's big, because he's become such a huge part of the Indians lineup in that 2 spot. And they're going to need him to have success over the next couple of months if they're going to win the division. So I think it came at the right time. I don't think there's an exorbitant amount of pressure on the Indians, because they are confident that they could continue this, but I think it came at a good time where they could get their rest and get ready for not only this series against the Twins, but the second half of the season.
Talking to James Rapine, our Indians beat reporter, joining us over at the ballpark as we get set for a three-game series. Look, the weather's supposed to be beautiful. I think on top of just the fact that it is the Twins, and we know what happened, you know, obviously over the last month, they've been able to cut the deficit. But you got to believe, too, that, you know, with this week and what happened at the All-Star game and even before that, but I think everybody's just feeling good. There's vibes all around this city. I think people's got a kind of a renewed sense of enthusiasm for the Indians, and I'm sure we're expecting a pretty packed house tonight and through the weekend.
Yeah, I would agree with that, and you're right. The weather, I'm standing outside right now, it's perfect. I mean, there's not a cloud in the sky, sun shining, so it's perfect night for baseball. Here's what I will say. The importance of this series, it's not going to determine the division winner, but I do think that it could really set the tone for the way the fans feel about this team, because you're right. All eyes are going to be on them. Whether they're coming to, fans are coming to the ballpark or not, they'll be watching them, paying attention over the weekend. And if they lay an egg, get swept, or they lose 2 out of 3, and it's just ugly, and it's that ugly brand of baseball they were playing earlier in the year, I think that could turn some fans off. So I think it's important for them to not only be competitive and win, but excite the fan base here, because if they can do that over the next couple of games, fans are going to remember that, and I think you can kind of hook them for the rest of the year. So the biggest thing, I think, maybe is just generating that fan interest and keeping that momentum going from what they had from prior to the All-Star break, going into the break, and then obviously All-Star week, how successful that was here at Progressive Field.
James, what has been the Twins' bugaboo here as they struggled the last several weeks as the Indians got hot?
I think part of it is they've come back down to earth. They were playing so well, right? The bullpen, which going into the year, the Indians had struggles bullpen-wise, right? You thought that they were going to struggle there. They haven't. The Twins didn't either. The Twins' bullpen was playing well. Their starters, I think, outside of Berrios, they were performing outside of their potential. And we knew they were going to have a good lineup. So everything was just had come together for the Twins. And we were kind of waiting for them, I know I was, to fall off of it and come back down to earth and be human, because they had just been so great over the first month and a half, 2 months of the year. And you saw that. You saw them come back down to earth in June. I think they were 16-15, I want to say. I might be off on that, but it was close to .500. And even though they still have a good record, they're 5.5 games up, this is what I expected. I expected this race to go down to the wire, to go into September for the Central, and it feels like it's going to go that way. Because as good as the Twins are, I think they have holes, and even if they add it to deadline, I'm not sure they're good enough to just blow by the Indians in the Central. I think we'll have a race for the first time in a couple of years here in the division.
And that could be, look, when you look at the last 2 years, James, that could be a great thing. Kipnis kind of touched on that as well, talking about how, you know, hey, for once now we're going to have to compete in September and maybe go down to the wire. Might not be the worst thing in the world for this club.
No, I think it's a good thing, especially when you're talking about young players that haven't been in this position necessarily that the Indians are going to be relying on. They're going to have to stay focused, right? They're not going to – because if you're a young player in the past, if you were on a team that was 15 games up in the division, you could think about, oh, we're going to turn it on when we need to come playoff time. Well, you're not going to be able to do that if you're in a division race. You're going to have to stay focused, worry about each game, take it one day at a time. Sherry Francona preaches every single day. I mean, he says it to us. I know he says it to the players, et cetera. So I think it'll keep the guys focused and dialed in, and you're right. Even if they have to play a wild card game, the fact that they would be in the race, playing meaningful games in September to try to qualify for that wild card or try to qualify for the division championship, I think it would be huge just going into the playoffs. Because if you have momentum, you never know what's going to happen, especially when you look at that rotation. Even if they were to trade Bauer before the trade deadline, that rotation is going to be pretty good come playoff time. So I agree with you. I think momentum, especially good momentum, can carry over to the playoffs and really benefit them.
Clevinger on the bump tonight. Tomorrow it will be Trevor Bauer. Sunday, Shane Bieber. It hopefully will be a packed house. Beautiful weather, and of course, the Tribe opening up the second half against the Minnesota Twins. You know, at first I thought it was just coincidence, the couple of times that you have been on with me and there's been police sirens in the background, but this is now about the 9th time that's occurred, James, so I'm starting to get a little bit concerned. All right,
they haven't caught me yet.
Try to obey the law if you can. I'd appreciate it.
I'm going to try. I'll try to stay out of Area 51.
All right. Thank you, James.
Thanks, James. Good stuff.
Appreciate the call.
Thanks. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.